And good morning. This is Pastor Stolz. Welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading are the following. 1 Samuel 2, 1 to 10. Romans 8, 1 to 10. Luke 14, 1 to 11. The closing hymn, 2:34. And just a reminder, this Sunday, we have returned to our original times for worship, both congregations, Zion at 8:30, Emmanuel at 10:30. And I will be starting Tuesday morning Bible study and Wednesday evening Bible study, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. But I will continue these recordings for those who are unable to attend worship. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We give glory to thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, and thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee, grant thy people grace to withstand temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only true God, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament, 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 10. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave, he bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor, he maketh rich. He bringeth low, he lifteth up. He riseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. And he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. And the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. So far. The Epistle, Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 to 10, which is the basis for my sermon. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind of the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. And it came to pass, as Jesus went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering and spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And then Jesus took him and healed him and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an oxen fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief room, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thee be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him to come will say unto thee, Give this man place, then thou being with shame take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So far. Holy Scripture says, Christ died for all. Yet we know that all will not be saved. We read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, yet the Bible teaches that the majority of the world will be eternally lost. God's revealed will tells us God would have all to be saved, and at the same time informs us that only a few will enter heaven. The word of the Lord reminds us that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And yet we know that the world will not be saved. What about this seemingly contradiction? We remember in Bible study we talked about God's universal grace, that God's plan of salvation is for all. We do agree that God does desire all to be saved, and we firmly believe that Christ's death at Calvary was made for all. That God does love the world and sent his only begotten Son to save each and every person in it. But we answer, you must have faith. You must believe he lived and died for you. And then we quote, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We listen to Christ's own words. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Therefore we conclude that the gift of God's atoning Son was given for all, for every person on the face of this earth. This salvation won by Jesus is therefore for all to receive and accept it by faith. And here we have another dimension not previously stated. The concept of faith is brought in. Well, what does have faith mean? What does faith do? How am I saved simply by faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior? What happens, either on God's part or on our part, when we have faith? To answer these questions, we, under God's guiding Spirit, let's consider the dynamics of salvation. Have you ever wondered about your eternal salvation? Should you be called to stand before God tonight, are you certain you would be judged acceptable for heaven? But perhaps we should first ask, what keeps people out of heaven? Listen to Jesus in his account of the judgment, speaking to those who will inherit eternal damnation. To them he says, depart from me, you cursed of my Father, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, what reason did Jesus give for this pronouncement of condemnation? They had failed to perform the will of God. Jesus says to them, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, you gave me no water, and so on. And then Jesus explained that their failure to do this to the least of these, you also failed to do it to Jesus himself. And from this we are able to determine that it is sin which bars the gates of heaven. And throughout the Word of God, there are statements such as, the wages of sin is death, the soul that sinneth it shall die. This leaves no doubt about the fact that sin blocks the entrance to heaven, and no sinner will ever enter. In addition to this, the Word of God informs us that all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. And the Holy Scripture tells us that no sinner can enter eternal life. And at the same time, every human being on earth is a sinner. What's going on here? Well, logically speaking, we have every right to doubt our salvation. We have no choice but to doubt. Knowing that God's law demands perfect obedience, we have no other choice than to abandon all hope for heaven. This could be our last day on earth. How can we be sure that God will accept us? We sin daily, and in every sense of the word, we are sinners, and God's law condemns sinners. Yet God, through St. Paul, reminds us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. How can this be? How can the whole law of God, which condemns every sinner so completely, be totally nullified and pronounced void? True, no one can nullify God's law. No one. Not even God is able to wipe out what he has spoken. The law stands. The condemnation of sinners stands. Its pronouncements, its demands, as well as its condemnations, cannot be nullified. They can only be fulfilled. And this is precisely what has happened. Christ Jesus has fulfilled the law perfectly. Listen to the words of our text. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And now hear how God himself has made us free from the condemnation of the law. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Because our sinful flesh was too weak to be able to fulfill the law ourselves, Jesus took our place under the law and fulfilled it perfectly in our place. What we could not do because of our sin, Jesus did for us. He became our substitute. He entered our world in the flesh, fulfilled the law, and even suffered the total condemnation of the law through his death at Calvary. All of this for us. Now the question, how do we receive all of these benefits which Christ has gained for us? Well, the answer is faith. Faith appropriates or transfers Christ's work of redemption to us as though we did it. And that's why St. Paul could say, I was crucified with Christ. Faith transforms Christ's holiness and righteousness to us, and we become holy and righteous in God's sight. When speaking of faith, we had better know how to get it. And that's just the point. We don't get it. Faith is a gift of God. Faith is given. Luther presents this truth this way. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. In other words, we do not resolve to believe in Christ. We didn't wake up one morning and say, I think I'll become a believer in Christ today. No. In addition, the Holy Spirit daily, by word and sacrament, keeps us in the true faith. We did nothing to deserve it. We can offer nothing to pay for it. We can only, and by this too, by God's grace, give thanks for it. Let all of these precious truths transform our lives into a spirit-filled walk of praise and thanksgiving. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Lord, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course to be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, and that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.